Today is December 8th, 2019. My name is Sanjana Sivasamy, and today I'll be interviewing Dr. Murali Madhavan. Okay. So I know that you're currently working in an IT company. Can you tell me more about the job?
Actually, it is an IT company with a different type of ideas, collecting informations, and afterwards recruiting people and sending them for projects. In that one, we have to be very careful in selecting candidates for sending projects. The candidate must be very well versed in their skill sets, after all knowledgeable in their topics, and confident in working. That kind of candidates we select and send for projects. That's my work.
What is that job like specifically called?
No. That it is an IT type of job, any job. I mean, see, after all, it is IT. It can be an IT developer, software developer. Mm-hmm. It is a project manager. It is a technical manager, or maybe a software tester. So that kind of, I mean, in short, we can say that all the technical positions that are being recruited in the technical field, those are the positions.
Did you do anything different in the past, like before this job?
Of course, I have a lot of history for my job. I started my job in 1977 as an assistant professor. And afterwards, I got promoted as a professor in a university called Sagar University of India. And I worked there as a professor
For
some time, for about 8 years there. And besides that, I was the professor in charge of students' unions wherever I go. And I was doing all kinds of work related to the students' development, personal development, study development, career development. So all these things I have done in my career. And afterwards, I started learning computer science. And in computer science, I took a lot of certifications, including Oracle certifications, for development in Oracle programming, database administration, and I came from a profession of teaching to a profession of IT.
Oh, wow. I did not expect that. It's really cool. Were you always here in America? If not, like, when did you come here?
In the year 1998, I was promoted as a professor in another university rather than Sagar University. I was promoted and transferred to a university called Vikram University on the basis of some allegations that I belong to a party, a special political party. I mean, that was a false allegation. Then I was not happy with that allegation because I'm not at all in that kind of thing. I was always impartial to the students. But the administration thought that I may have some kind of allegation to a vertical political party. Then I thought that it is better to leave this job for good. So I went to the US consulate there and got my visa, and I came into America as a visitor. And afterwards, because of my certifications in computer science, I got H-1 visa and started working in computer science.
Oh, so it's, you didn't want to, like, you, so you never thought about getting into computer science. It was because you had like a bad experience with,
yes,
teaching.
I, before that, teaching, you know, when I was saying, people, my teachers, my father, my parents used to ask me, what do you want to be? I always tell them that I want to become a teacher. So since then, my mind has given me a guidance to go to a teacher. So after the completion of my master's in English literature, I went for only one interview where the interviewer asked me, why you want to come to this field? Because I like literature. And can you give me some examples of any poet which you like? I told them that it is Wordsworth. Do you know, if you like Wordsworth, do you know any poem? Yes, I recited a poem in front of them. They wondered, a person who just completed has turned this poem, how it come? Then he asked him about politics. I mean, politics in the sense that literature politics. Who about Aristotle and...
Like philosophers.
Yeah, Aristotle and other philosophers. I gave them better explanations and they were very happy. And immediately on the right spot, they told that, okay, you are selected. Stay there, we will give you the offer right away.
Wow, you blew them away with your talent. Thank you. Can you tell me a bit about your childhood?
My childhood, I was born and brought up in a very small family. My father was a physician, of course, in Ayurveda.
Mm-hmm. Can you explain what Ayurveda is?
Ayurveda, you know, after all, Ayurveda, it is a medicine of Ayur, means life. Veda means philosophy or knowledge. So Ayurveda means people who live with the medicines of the nature. I mean, whatever that is grown in the nature, those medicines are, that this is called medicines. Of course, that is, even though that is a nature-born plants and seeds, so, and roots, that is taken and that is used for giving medicine, and that is called Ayurveda. Ayurveda is always living with nature, and that kind of life is, science is called Ayurveda.
Okay. So, yeah, your childhood. I like
my about my childhood. As I told you, I was born and brought up in a small family. My father was an Ayurveda physician, and he was also a farmer also.
Oh.
And at the same time, you know, we live in a very poverty type of situation, and I had only one knicker and one shirt for the whole year.
Oh my God.
I lived like that, and if I go, when I get a new shirt and new pant, new shirt and new knicker, I will be very happy because that was the situation of my family. And afterwards, gradually we developed into a rich family, and then I went to the schools and colleges and I studied there, and afterwards I came into a very comfortable level of richness now.
So like a lot of hard work made it. Can you tell me about your family, like your family members? Like
my family member, you know, me, I and my sister, there are only two persons in our family for my father and mother.
Okay.
And I left my home in 1998, and afterwards when I came here, you know, I have two children, one is a boy and one is a girl. They completed their education, a 12th education in India, and they came here, and I am proud of them because they completed their master's, one in criminal justice, and she is working as an officer in TSA right now with the Department of Homeland Security.
Oh, wow.
And one is my boy son. And he is working as a director in a great America company aided by the federal government. And I'm proud of them. He completed his master's in Washington University. And that's the situation. He lives in Crystal City right now.
So they both are government officials?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Do you have any big accomplishments that you've done in your life that you want to share?
Yes, my accomplishment, when I told you that, you know, I started my career as a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
My first and foremost desire is to get a doctorate in my topic or subject or literature.
Mm-hmm.
So I was selected, I applied for that one in the University Grants Commission of Government of India. I was selected for that one. Within 4 years of hard work, I completed a thesis and it was published, and I got my PhD. That is my greatest accomplishment in my life.
That is like very amazing. Nine people today can do that. Do you have any unforgettable memories that you've made in your life that's
Yes, I have so many unforgettable memories.
Why don't you
know,
share some?
When I was an young kid, you know, my family was in a very poor condition. And then my father will send me to my grandma's house. And there also they were very poor, in a poverty situation. And one day I did not get rice because our staple food was rice in India.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did not get, and when my father came, I cried before him. Oh, father, I didn't have rice today. I am very unhappy. I am hungry. So that was the situation. I remember the people, the young people of America, they are wasting their food, at least 30 to 50% of their food.
That's true.
And you also should remember that there are people who are living in the world, they are very hardly getting food for even 10% food they are not getting. They are crying. They are even in a very difficult situation to fill their belly.
Yeah.
So you must understand that is a very, very serious situation.
Mm-hmm. Shouldn't waste food or anything. What role did religion play in your life? Like, did it play anything in your life? Did you use it for anything?
See, religion, that is really a topic that is not definable.
Yeah, true.
Because
some experiences you have with it.
In America, a religion is not that great because all your difficulties, all your requirements are completed by the state, by the government. If when you are old, you are being taken care of by the government, the whole. But in other countries, they were not taken care of by the government. In that case, religion comes.
Mm-hmm.
So people are going for religion, believing their religion and praying for God because they want help from any side. So religion comes there. Here in USA, the state comes, and here religion is not that great thing. But there, in other countries, religion is the one who is helping. I know that here there are many people who never worried about the religious part of life, but in USA. But in other countries, they are very particular about going to religion. Otherwise, they will be boycotted by the society.
Oh, that's very interesting. Have you seen anything or gone through something in your life that, like, you think, the younger generation should be aware of in
yes,
your time?
Yes, there are so many things. The younger generation should be aware of their future, first of all. They must think about their mind. See, mind makes a man's happiness. The happiness of a man is always created, constructed, evolved through the mind. The younger generation should think that mind is the one which makes you always happy. If the mind is not happy, you will not be happy. So make the mind the strongest one. Make a goal for your life, and that through the mind will help you to achieve your goal. If you don't keep your mind strong, you will not be able to get success. So there is a saying, the mind make up the man.
It's true. With a lot of kids nowadays, they're very they have stress. Even though we're so young, we're going through like mental illness, depression, anxiety because of school and stuff. So are you saying that we need to get stronger in our minds to survive school and be successful?
Yes, that is right. Because from helicopter to pin, who made it? Man made it? No. Mind made it. Mind is someone who created all those things. And you go to Albert Einstein. Einstein made everything, found out gravity, gravitational force and their theory and everything, first and second and third, everything. How did he get it? He did not get it from the society. He did not learn anything from the outside. But he learned from his mind and find out how it come out and how he derived his own theory. And that he become the whole theory of the world. Because mind made him. So mind maketh a man happier. Mind maketh a man successful.
Can you tell me about your school days, like when you were school?
I went to the school at the age of 5.
Okay.
I started studying there. My friends were there, so many small kids. I started learning with them. I started playing with them. I started quarreling with them. Because the young children should be very open with their friends. Open in playing, open in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, what will happen? The young mind will start making tensions in their mind. So to avoid tension, play with your friends. Play with you, study with your friends. Share your thoughts with your friends and live with your friends. And afterwards, at the same time, you should follow the instructions of your parents. The parents are the one who is giving you the guidance, both in good and bad. So parents will give you what is good and what is bad. Follow that one. At the same time, live along with your friends. That is the one which will make you very happy, very tension-free, very enjoyable.
That's true. Do you have any like friends from long time ago that you're still in touch with?
Yes, I have a friend, long friend, when I started my profession. At the age of 27, I joined as a professor, assistant professor of a college. I didn't have any money. I wanted to go to my friend, my fiancée. I don't have any money at that time. I was really required to go. Then what happened was I asked some money for him. So only 2 days interference, 2 days acquaintance, 2 days friendship with him. He told me, okay, don't worry, man, I will give you money. He gave me money within two days of friendship.
Yeah, usually people don't do that.
Usually people will don't do that.
Yeah, they won't
And I went to my home back and got my money, and then I gave this money back. And even now, I am a friend of him. He is my friend. I am very close to him. His name is Dr. Nirmal Jain. Still, when he came to America, he came to my home. We lived together and we roam around. And still, I remember that friendship. We are keeping that.
That's a very nice friendship. Do you have any opinions on American politics?
American politics, I mean, it is the best politics.
Oh,
because,
really?
Yes, it is the best politics. Because no one can make mistakes here. If anybody makes mistakes, he will be punished. No bribery should be done here. If anybody does any kind of thing, he will be punished, he will be questioned, and so that the tax income from we people, it is utilized properly. And we want such an administration, such a politics, such a kind of behavior from the politicians also. Really, it is great. I admire them.
Oh, that's, you're one of the few people who say that about American politics. Okay, what is it like being an older generation Indian in America? Like, have you gone through anything?
Yes, the older generation in India and America, that is a two sides of a coin.
Oh, really?
In America, when I turned 65, at the time of retirement, all my requirements are taken care of by the government. Whatever it may be, hospitalization, food, whatever, any help that is by the government, and the government is doing, the state is doing that help to me. If I don't have money, state will give me money because I'm a retired person. Of course, throughout my life, I spend some money, I gave some money to the government instead of that one they are giving. Of course, that is right. But at the same time, in other countries, that is not the situation. When I turn old, when I am 65, I am retired, and still I have to cry for help for going to the hospital, getting medicine, and the government is not at all ready to help them. They have to die a very pathetic death in other countries, but here it is a very, very helpful life.
So you like being here?
Yes, like protection.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is given by the state, but in other countries, very bad. So I advise all of you that, you know, American life is a golden life.
So it is like the American dream.
It's like the American dream.
Just like last few questions. How would you like people to remember you? Like, what is something would like people remember you by?
I mean, see, people should remember me as a lovable person. A straightforward person,
mm-hmm.
a person with a kind of determination of life, with a grand ideology in life, that I would like to get remembered like that only.
Okay, I'll remember you that way. Who has had the greatest influence on you in your life that made you into the person you are?
Okay, there is, I mean, in my life, I followed one guru called Gurudevan, Sri Narayana Gurudevan. People call him as a Sri Narayana Gurudevan, but he had his own way of living things. How to live with life, how to eat things, how to behave with people, and all those theory he has put down, and I am following his theory, and his theory is like Christ, his theory is like Buddha, and I mean, see, after Buddha, after Christ, he made one religion, one God for man, that will clear all the conflicts, all the enemies, all the fights, all the war in the world. One God, one religion for man.
Oh, that's his theory that everyone should follow.
Yes.
One God. So are you still following?
Yes, I'm following that one.
Okay, this is just a normal question. We just chill. What is like your favorite family holidays that you like to celebrate? Like Christmas?
The favorite family holidays should be a holiday that all our society is celebrating. So
true.
That is Christmas. I like Christmas.
Yay.
I enjoy Christmas.
It's coming soon.
Right. Thank you.
That's fun. Final things. What are some last pieces or like advices you want to give to the future generation so they can use it too?
During my conversation, I told you that, you know, mine is the guru. I mean, there is no need to go to the temple, to the church, to the synagogue where you go and pray, my God, this and that. There is no requirement.
Mm-hmm.
Pray to yourself. Pray to your mind, and that is why the mind makes the success of a man. That is the one which I want to tell all of you. If your mind is strong, you will be strong. If your mind is weak, you will be weak. No tension, keep your mind, strengthen your mind. That will help you throughout your life. Make a goal in your life. That goal will take you, your mind will take you to that goal. That will be your success in your life. That's always keep in mind. Mind is the one who makes everything great.
Thank you. That was really informative. I actually learned a lot of things from that.